John, can you talk about the mentality of the playoffs and how you personally internalize that or handle the pressure? Is it different?
You know, it's football. It's kind of what we've been doing all year. So I just think the ramifications to a loss are a lot different. So you really don't have next week to get it right. So we worked pretty hard to get to this point. And we're going to have our best week. It's a great, great team we're playing.
Dom, how much do you use last year's game at KC to prepare for this one?
I know we've all studied it. So, you know, they played really well that night. We didn't play very well, and hopefully we can flip the script. That'd be the opportunity we have. So it's going to take a great effort. They got a lot of good players, great front, great group of linebackers, as well as any team we face in the secondary. So they're good at all levels. They got a good scheme. They put a lot of pressure on you, and if you don't handle it, then they take advantage of it.
Tom, how important is Julian coming back in terms of helping the O-line, because a lot of your quick strikes are to Jules?
Yeah. I just think the more dependable, consistent players are out there, the better our offense is going to be. So he's been one of them for, as long as he's been here. And, depending on what he can do, we'll try to find ways to integrate him. So who's ever out there, we got to have confidence in. I mean, there's no next week, so – you just got to do whatever you can do to be out on the field, help us win, play your role, do the job coach asks you to do, and then try to figure out how to score some points.
So along those same lines, what about to have Sebastian Bowman back? You've been taking quite a beating out there on that line. Can you talk about that a little?
Yeah, Sebastian's been a great player for us, and he's played some different positions. So he's working hard too. So it's there's a bunch of guys that have been nicked up over the course of the season, and as many guys that can be healthy as possible, that's what we're going to need.
Do you feel better having them back?
Absolutely, yeah. The more those guys, I hope all those guys can play and do a great job, and the better everybody feels, the better we'll hopefully go out and play.
How is this Kansas City defense? Is there one thing they do better than any other team?
Well, Coach talks about the turnover margin that's been, heavily in their favor, especially in their wins down the stretch. So I just think they do a great job of complementary football. I think we've always tried to play complementary football. And, when they get turnovers, they turn them into points. When they turn them into points, they're good in the kicking game. The defense can tee off. And just like I said the other day, it kind of creates this snowball effect, and then it's games out of hand, and just what happened last week to Houston. Before you know it, they got 7-point lead on the opening kickoff, and then you already feel like, man, we got to start getting back into this game, and you don't want to be down 14-0 in the middle of second quarter. It's not the way to play this team.
Tom, there's a Wall Street Journal story out today. Kevin Clark spoke to Brandon LaFell, Tony Gonzalez, about your intensity, playing catch, the simple act of playing catch. The question I have for you is, how aware are the guys in there that you play with of your intensity at this time of year?
I think they get, a full dose of it year-round. So I would say I'm not the easiest guy to play with. And I think there's a lot of high expectations in. I try to put a lot of pressure on everybody to get the best out of us. And,
Would you say precision is vital at this time of year? Is that why you work so hard to play catch and work on small details like that?
Yeah, every time of year I think is really important. I don't think there's – because you're always trying to build to something. And like I said, this you work really hard to get to this point, and I don't think you just start working hard last week. And I think you just got to work hard with the opportunities that you have. I don't care if it's an off-season, non-practice day. What are you trying to do to help our team win and become a better player? And then if you get that opportunity, then you try to go out and take advantage of it. And you finally make it to this point. It's not like you're going to do anything different because it's playoffs now. You're just going to do more of the same. But at the same time, if you lose, there's no – there's nothing to figure out the following week.
With regards to the Houston game, have you talked with Brian at all the last couple of days about his experience facing Kansas City?
Not much, no.
Not much, is that not at all, or was there any conversation?
Not much.
Were When you say you're not an easy guy to play with, is that something that you ever have to introspectively say, boy, I really can't thank you for lighten up on these guys? Or have you found over the years that being hard and going to the whip is the best way to lead?
I think there's different tools, you know, at different times with different players. And, you know, some guys may think I'm being really hard on them, but I don't think I'm being hard on them at all. I just think ultimately, you know, we're all trying to get to the same place, and you got to have different leadership styles with different players. And I think there's always a sense of urgency, you know, and every day you're trying to create some urgency so that you can, you know, realize the importance of what we're trying to do for ourselves, for our team. Because everyone puts a lot of work into this. There's a lot of people that sacrifice a lot to get to this point. This is not a one-week event. This is a year-round thing that, you know, you commit your life to, you know, play in moments like this. And this is when, you know, you need to be at your best. And if you haven't weeded out the guys that, you know, you don't count on anymore, you know, those guys, they're not playing. So the guys that you count on, those are the guys that, you know, you're kind of, I would say, you know, in the foxhole with, so to speak. And, you know, you got to know who to count on and how to anticipate and know that, you know, you're going to keep doing the right things, which ultimately lead to, you know, good productive plays and scoring points.
Tom, thank you guys.